Hey, Simon.
Hey, hi, team. You all right?
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Where are you? What part? Are you in London?
I'm in Tooting.
So, Si, have you heard any of these yet?
I haven't, mate. No, I'm very sorry. Matthew turned up the other day. He'd cycled down and he was telling me that they were brilliant. But unfortunately, I've been a bit busy. I haven't had a chance to listen.
What are you busy on?
I've been working mostly for Procter & Gamble, Saatchi's. And I've been working for RSA. Ridley Scott Associates have been doing these, a similar thing to you, which is they have a Zoom call with three directors. And they basically have a conversation about influences, the way the film industry works, and their favourite films, their favourite lenses. They'd started cutting it in America, and then they got to a place where they weren't sure what to do with it, so they gave it to me, and I chopped it up. It was really interesting, actually, to listen to them talk.
What will that be on, Simon? Where could we watch that?
YouTube. They're going to, I think, episode one, chapter one, is being loaded up to YouTube as we speak.
Sorry, what's the title if we're searching it on YouTube?
It's Talking Shot.
Talking Shot. Parv reckons you'll reference something related to boxing, but we'll see. So recommend something that someone could watch during lockdown that they may not have considered watching.
Oh, that's a good question. Getting a bit bored, I alphabeticised my DVD collection yesterday, and I came across a film which I'd always liked called Q&A, a Sidney Lumet film.
Oh, right.
And I thought, brilliant film, and I haven't seen that for ages. As I was alphabeticising, I was making a short list of stuff that I'm going to watch again when I get a bit more time. But I did watch The Conversation, which is Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
I thought it was remarkable how well it stood up, considering the time that it was made. And it's a great audio film for you guys, obviously, because he's a surveillance.
Yeah, yeah.
He has to clean up all the dialogues and listen to it carefully. I just thought it was magnificent. Great film. But Q&A is great.
Who's in Q&A? I don't even know that one.
Q&A is Andy Garcia. It's about basically an investigation into a police shooting, which is quite relevant, obviously, in the light of what's going on. But it's fantastic. Really, really good film. Sidney Lumet is one of my favourite directors anyway.
Is he? Yeah. I'll try that Q&A. Have you seen Blowout, talking about films?
Yeah, that's a good editing.
That's great, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's another good editing and sound film. I sat through Casablanca with my daughter, Alice, and she said, I really like black and white films because you can tell where they put all the lights.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I thought, that's an interesting observation, you know. And then, because obviously black and white is light, dark, light, you know.
Yeah. Easier to work out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's one of those things when you're an editor, you're not necessarily looking at what the DOP's doing so much. But when I looked at it again, I thought it was extraordinary. And then, coincidentally, I started working on a Tesco commercial where they cut bits of Casablanca together to sell tomatoes.
So when was the last time you used cash? Hard cash to buy.
The last time I used hard cash, I think it was probably the end of just before we went into what was lockdown, 20th?
20th of March, was it?
Yeah, I think I got, somebody told me that there was this like mad rumour going around that the cash points were all going to shut down and the army was coming and it was all, you know. So I went to the cash point card with both my daughter's cards and mine and my wife's, and we all got 250 quid out. So I haven't got any of it left, but, well, I don't think I have. Evelyn used it, but my wife looked after it for me. But that was about the last time, I think, end of March, beginning of April.
So, Si, are you drinking more or less alcohol then?
I would say much less alcohol. I mean, when I was in quarantine for, 14 days here because I think I had the virus.
Right.
And, I didn't drink for that 14 days. And then when I came out, I didn't drink for a month. Went down to 15 stone because I didn't have any sugar. I didn't have any beer. I wasn't eating any white bread. So that's the first time I've been 15 stone since 2000, like 20 years.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm drinking less, but, you know, like I have the occasional one, like before I'd have like 5 or 6 pints Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I have the odd bottle of beer in my dinner, but I would say I was drinking less than definitely than when we were in Soho.
Yeah, interesting. So when was the last time you wore a pair of trousers that didn't have an elasticated waist?
Pair of trousers that didn't have an elasticated waist.
Yeah. We're checking in, particularly on the men, because it seems like months for most men.
I had to put my Levi's on yesterday to go down to the shop because it was pissing down with rain and I didn't fancy getting wet. So I put a pair of Levi's on and they they fitted me, which I hadn't. They hadn't fitted me for about a year and a half. So that was a first on two. First time I've got into them and first time I put them on. But I've spent the last, well, since lockdown, really, I haven't really worn anything but a white T-shirt and my Lonsdale boxing shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got about 10 pairs of Lonsdale boxing shorts, so I rotate them. I actually wore the pyjamas that my daughters bought for me for Christmas 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a lot of new...
It sounds like yesterday was an anomaly with the jeans. It sounds like predominantly... Yeah.
Because the weather's been so good. I mean, I've got a little office. It's normally my wife's dressing room and her office. She does all the accounts for our companies. So I've got my laptop in here and my drives that I brought home with me. So if I send something off, I send a quick time off and then they go and have a meeting about it. So I go and sit in the garden. You know, some days when we weren't working, all four of us just spent all day in the garden.
So do you think you'll change the way you work going forward?
Oh, yeah.
Having found that you can work differently?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I've realised is that sometimes I'm staying in Soho just because I think I should.
Yeah.
Whereas really I don't need to. You know, like there are days like on Friday, you know, on a Friday afternoon or if you're in passing through one job and into another, from now on I'll just be here. I won't be in the office.
Yeah.
Or in the pub.
I'll be in the pub. So nothing's changed, really. It's only but no, I think that it sort of focused my attention I'm 60 in October, so, you know, you're starting to think about what your exit strategy is. I mean, you don't give up advertising. Advertising gives you up, but I think sometime there's going to be less work at some point. So yeah. I'm just thinking about what else to do, really. I mean, and also that idea of being in the office because you're supposed to be in the office. I don't see it anymore. I think if you've got this, I'm going to keep this set up here. I'm just going to duplicate all my drives and take another set back with me when I go back to RSA.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep two sets of rushes so that if anybody wants me, I can be here or in the office.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever comes to the cutting room anymore, and nobody's going to be want to be packed in with six people in an air conditioned office in Soho with the way that the world's turning until everybody's had the vaccine or everybody's had it and gone, you know, got antibodies.
Yeah,
everybody's going to social distance. So I mean, it was going that way anyway. I mean, I had maybe two or three, you know, big groups of people into the office once a year, you know. I think definitely my work-life balance will change a bit, I think.
So is there anything you've learnt about yourself having had to been locked up for the last 3 months that you didn't know?
Yes, I mean, I think it was that whole thing about, like, work was so important that I had to not come home, you know, even when I could.
Yeah.
And I've realised that is not a good way to live, really. I think I wasted a bit of time. I think that you can please people, but you don't have to be a people pleaser. You can run your business, but there's a balance between your family and your work.
I mean, I've said similar things, actually, son.
You get into that routine. I mean, I started on my own, my business, January 1993, we started Wilcox & Wilcox. And it went like shit off a shovel right from the word go, you know. So it was like, Megan was born in the July. We moved house in the April. Megan was born in the July. I started going bald in the November. And and it went, you know, it went like gangbusters. And we had one Avid and one film cutting room. And then we had to get two Avids because Spivey had his own, you know. Spivey needed his own and the way he went. And then, you know, Math came on board and he was really good, so he had work. So we ended up with four Avids in like 2 years. And by the time I looked up, you know, it was the year 2000. And
How much was an Avid in those days, Simon?
I think the first one we bought was £55,000. So because I thought that's how much my flat cost.
So you had to buy four of those in the early 90s, Jesus.
Well, we financed them all. But they were, I mean, the Avid was, you used to charge the Avid at 500 a day, and people would pay you an edit fee in those days, which they don't seem to do anymore. Yeah, so we had four Avids going 500 a day, you know, 200 days a year. So they paid, most of them we paid off very quickly. The last Avids I bought three new ones for Loaded Dice about 4 years ago. They were 36,000 for the three, 12 grand each.
Yeah.
That didn't take very long to pay for itself. Don't tell the agency. Yeah, it all came down. I mean, Avid really milked it when they first started. They would charge you £1,500 for a hard drive, which was only about 8 or 9 gig. You know, now you carry one of those around on the end of your keychain.
So, Sod, do you clap on the first day, or have you been clapping on Thursday?
Yes. A guy up the road who's, he works down at St. George's. He drives an ambulance from St. George's, the hospital at the bottom of our road. And we started this sort of WhatsApp group for the road that I live in. And so everybody comes out on the road because they are all supporting him. But I have to say that last Thursday, hardly anybody came out. So there's been a slight shift in the way that it's perceived. It seems to be more of a, we're all supporting the NHS.
So have you noticed any environmental changes, like louder birds, bluer skies?
Well, you should say that. There was a Mexican standoff between my cat and a squirrel yesterday in the garden, which was quite funny. And the squirrel was like, it was sort of a Del Boy squirrel. It was odd because as the cat got to him, he would go for just enough up the tree to be out of reach of her and give her the eye. You know, it was all like, fuck you. But that's the only conflict I've witnessed between animals. I've noticed, we have an allotment down by the Wandle River and off Garrett Park, which has always had loads and loads of robins on. So when you turn the soil over, the robins turn up and they basically have no fear of the humans at all down there. They just come and eat the worms right out from under your feet. I think the air quality, definitely. Normally, I think, you know, with the pollution and stuff, the roads. I mean, Trinity Road is a massive, you know, is always busy. But for the last, you know, March, April, May, it wasn't very busy at all. So
we've got one for you. In the next pandemic, what would you hoard for your next pandemic?
I don't know, really. I mean, we didn't seem to run out of anything. Peroni, that would be the only thing. Just to make sure, I'd probably stock up on Peroni. But we didn't seem to have much of a shortage of anything down here.
Some people have said flour.
Everybody started baking. I mean, Evelyn's been making this weapons-grade banana bread, which we've all been stuffing our faces here.
Last one, Dave?
Yep, last one. Have you seen anything, Simon, any ads that you've liked or hated, for that matter, in this period?
No, I mean, there's a lot of ads like the ones that I'm working on where library footage and repurposed footage from other things.
Yeah.
I haven't actually been watching that much television. No, I mean, I haven't actually seen any ads that stood out for me.
That's all right. That's an answer.
No, I couldn't give you one off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
All right, good. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for your time, Simon.
Good to hear from you. Take care, all right?
Love to the family, mate. Take care.
Yes.
All the best. Cheers, Simon.